So it has been quite some time since I last talked about Mr. Beast. We all know that he was the hottest news story on YouTube last year, when his best friend Chris got exposed for his past actions with kids in their community. And then of course that guy Dogpack came out with his multi-part series where he attempted to take him down altogether.
Hi, I wanted to provide some context to this video. I'm a former Mr. Beast employee, and today I am alleging that the company rigged videos and did illegal lotteries and sold fake signatures. I would consider that fraud, okay? Thank you, enjoy the video.
And so everyone was hating on Jimmy for a couple of months. I actually heard that Pegasus bought a mansion with all the slop he made. And then the situation just kind of concluded when Oompaville would interview Mr. Beast for 2.5 hours, lobbing this man softball after softball with very limited pushback.
Did you think it would get this big?
No, I mean, truthfully, I honestly thought a lot of people would find, like, the information proving the dishonesty earlier.
The Google?
Because a lot of this could have been, just figure out Google.
And that was essentially the end of that situation. Yes, Mr. Beast may have lost some steam temporarily, but I feel like he has largely recovered, and most of that is now in the past. It's not like he lost his major deal with Amazon. And I will also say, this guy Dogpack is pretty much MIA. I think he was spooked away by a potential lawsuit.
Are you gonna sue Dogpack?
Caused a lot of harm to my businesses. I mean, I've literally had people pull out millions of dollars and then tell me it was directly because of his video. Don't worry, I instantly was like, can you send that in writing? So, you know, if I win a case or anything, I can directly point damages. No reason why. And I don't want to be put in this situation, but probably gonna have to.
And historically, the other criticism of Mr. Beast has been the way he does his charity and really how he frames his content. Like, even Meat Canyon has gotten in on the action when it comes to taking the piss out of Mr. Beast.
I want you to have $50,000. Take it. Also a Tesla. Don't forget about the Tesla. I know how much you need a car, so boy. Oh, this is premium content. Yes.
This all has caused people to claim that he is literally the Antichrist, as people see his style as exploitative in nature, basically saying that Jimmy has built a billion-dollar brand by showcasing the suffering of others for eventual profit for himself. I mean, truthfully, I do not really watch enough of his content to feel any type of way about it, but I will say that something about the guy and his lack of emotions and his dead eyes does really creep me out on a personal level. It's almost as if Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg made a Gen Z love child in a laboratory somewhere. Like, listen, Mark, we don't give a fuck if you grow your hair out and you throw on an oversized black t-shirt. You are not fooling me. I know you got reptile skin, son. Now, either way, Mr. Beast's latest philanthropy attempt has been Team Water, an initiative that hopes to provide clean water to people all around the world who do not have access to it. So his plan is to raise $40 million to do so, and he claims that he can give 2 million people access to this water for decades on end if they do raise this money.
He's one of the three tanks that's going to be providing clean drinking water to over 300 people in the community.
This tank, when completed, will hold 15,000 liters of water, paired with a mechanism to clean the water, disinfect it, and make it safe to drink.
Once this is done being built, how long is the tank supposed to service the community for?
Easily for at least 15 to 20 years.
Now, over and over, he brands this by claiming that every dollar raised will result in 1 year of clean water for one person.
Which is why we need your help to raise $40 million. On average, every dollar donated will provide one person with clean water for an entire year.
Just every dollar we fundraise, we're working with a charity called WaterAid, gives a year of clean water to someone in need.
Every dollar.
Every dollar.
But at the end of the day, $1 gives one person clean water for a year.
Which, honestly, I do find kind of hard to believe that he can confidently say that, because while it does sound good on paper, how would you even compute that number? I see it as psychological marketing more than anything, which is fine, like other charities do this, like adopting a kid for X amount of money, helping X amount of dogs for X amount of money, maybe we'll send you a picture of an endangered animal, maybe a t-shirt. Whatever it is, it's kind of just a way to make people feel more like they can put a tangible result behind their donation. But where people started questioning his tactics was around the time he appeared on various live streams, essentially pressuring large creators and other wealthy individuals live to donate.
Your friends here were saying you were a very generous soul.
Are you really gonna do this shit? I fucking did the McDonald's drive thru, man. Is this gonna happen to me? Oh my god. Oh, what are you trying to get me? Just fucking give me a number. Just give me a number, Jimmy.
Jinxie, Logan, they both just committed $100,000 and I see tweets all the time about how you're the most watched Twitch streamer, like watch time every month. You're like crushing it.
Yeah, and you know what? You know how much I get paid for that? 17 cents.
You're putting people on the spot.
Nah.
Hey, they put me on the spot too, man. And now I'm broke.
I'm not gonna donate $100,000. I'm gonna be honest. That's a lot of money.
It's fine. So, $10 is years of clean water.
You people, y'all putting me on the spot. Y'all trying to make me look like an asshole. That's what's going on. I know what's going on here.
And don't get me wrong, most of these people do have more money than they likely deserve. But I feel like at the end of the day, people should do what they want with their money. And I'm sure there are local or more personal causes they could donate their money to that would see a bigger impact than just blindly throwing money into this because Mr. Beast says it's good. There were others who also shared the sentiment of basically, why should I donate to this after being peer pressured to do so if Mr. Beast is going to take all the credit anyways?
Team Water, what do you think of when you think of that? You're not thinking of any other creator except Mr. Beast. So Mr. Beast gets all the credit. So, you know, when he's, you know, asking people to donate on a stream and stuff and pressuring them. And I think it's just kind of a little weird. Like, bro, when they're pressuring these creators to donate money and everything for that, I can see why some creators don't want to do it because it's Mr. Beast's name that gets all the recognition. It's not Bill Bob Jr. II donating $1 million that's going to get the recognition. It's going to be Mr. Beast raises over $10 million to Team Water.
Now, this begging pattern would really escalate when he would go on a Team Water charity stream with Aiden Ross and XQC of all people, where they vowed to stay on until they reached $8 million in donations. In the end, the stream would actually last 18 hours, and they would successfully destroy their goal with $12 million donated. And this would actually set an apparent world record, something Mr. Beast was very happy about, calling it his biggest flex. Now, I will say, during the stream, Jimmy exhibited some very strange behavior. Like I said, mainly when it came to pressuring people to donate.
Facts. You guys sledged this money a long time ago, and everyone else already gave it. Actually, some of your boys haven't donated yet.
So who?
I got the list. We gotta do a little bit of a shakedown.
Okay, let's do it. Let's call it out live.
You really want to know who hasn't donated yet?
Yeah, come on.
Los Polos. He pledged 100K. No 100K.
Okay, he'll do it.
I followed up with him multiple times. Kodak Black.
It wasn't him on his account. Yeah, I found out.
But can he just donate 50K anyways? Young Thug.
Young Thug will do it.
Keep calling.
It's like he's using his influence and social power, and also the fact that they are on a live stream to put people on the spot to get these donations, some of which he had never even talked to a single time previously.
Debt collector here, where's that 100 G's?
Dude, what the hell?
Where's
How am I getting pressed like this?
Where's the 100 grand? It's 100,000 years of clean water for people in need.
Dude, I haven't streamed it. Like I said, I'm doing 100 and then whatever my chat donates. I told you that.
Okay.
Oh, he did say that though.
Okay. I forgot.
And I will say, he himself did donate over 500,000 to kick the entire thing off, but his tactics just came off as very bizarre to me. Probably because of the way he speaks about large quantities of money like it's literally nothing.
Dude, I'm playing some Counter-Strike right now. I'm live too.
Oh, let's go. Well, Aiden, get your toes off the table.
Sorry.
Please.
No. Let him keep his toes on the table, bro.
Nah. That's crazy, bro. You can't be saying that unless you're donating some money. I saw in one of your videos, you got a nice house. You got a lot going for you. The view's been high. What are you doing, 100 million this month? Every dollar's, you know, a year of clean water for someone to need. What you thinking, Rug?
First off, amazing cause. What can I do? I'll definitely donate to the cause for sure. And I just don't know off the top of my head what I would do.
All right, I don't want to peer pressure you. What about 5Gs?
That's light. I mean, I would say at least 10.
Oh, okay, well, then sounds like you can do more. Can we get a 15? 15 grand?
We'll get a 15 grand in there. We'll get a 15 grand.
Okay, hey, donate it live on stream. Shout out to Rug.
100%, we got you a 15.
All right, thank you, man. Catch you later.
Let's go. Hey, of course.
Let's do some math right here, boys. That 15 grand I just got us, does that even make a dent? What percentage 15 grand of 8 million? Someone do the, hey, Luke, can you do the math? What percent of $8 million is $15,000?
No idea.
I just don't understand the concept of begging someone to donate and then immediately saying that a $15,000 donation is pointless. Like, is this a charity or is it a pseudo dick measuring contest? There was also this weird moment after some workers came in and set up some sort of like shark mechanical bull-esque device, and he ironically did not want to give them water.
We got the thumbs up!
You guys want some water?
Nah, we'll get him some water in a bit.
Get them some water, please.
Other than that, you had some more candid moments from Jimmy, where he said things he normally would not say due to his now like family-friendly brand.
Yo, I fuck with this. I fuck with that.
These are like blanket pigs.
Yeah, they taste like jizz in your mouth.
Huh? But how do you know what that tastes like, though?
Do you like Feastables?
No.
Kidding.
He also kept talking about a snake potentially biting his dick.
He's hungry. Oh, yeah. I don't like it. No, it's getting towards my D. That, no! No!
Say goodbye to your D.
Don't touch my D. Don't touch my D. Okay. All right, I feel better. It's off my D. I was getting nervous, man. Yo, what if that one bit my D in half?
Then we had content finally.
I don't know, man. Like,
all right.
That would hurt.
You would still have your D.
And they even got this man Aiden oiled up on some Diddy shit.
This is what doing a Mr. Beast stream is. Really?
L loser.
Timmy, this is what you got me doing, bro. There's baby oil on my face.
But let's be honest, the guy is probably used to being in that position by now, as he eats the gunk from his very own feet. But yeah, I do find Mr. Beast to be a kind of awkward guy, but I'll also say at the end of the day, he does do good things for people in need, and maybe he is jaded and defensive over his charity efforts because lies about his philanthropy have gone viral in the past. Like when people were claiming that the 100 wells he built in Uganda back in 2023 were no longer functioning due to a lack of funding and maintenance. There was zero evidence to substantiate this claim, and he would debunk this by having someone visit all 100 of them to show they are still working just fine in the current day. But I don't know, there is just something so ironic about the humanity guy coming off as so robotic. The guy trying to save society at every turn, and he's kind of made that his whole brand, at the same time seems painfully disconnected from the reality of most people, and the way they view money. It's really kind of the same issue that people had with his Amazon series, something about it felt very dystopian. And when I compare him to someone like Ryan Trahan, the difference is truly night and day when it comes to how genuine this guy comes off in his content. I don't know, no matter what you do, someone is always going to be outraged. I do want to know what you guys think about this situation down below. Do you think as long as it's a net positive, it doesn't really matter how we get there? Or do you think that the whole thing was just a little bit cringy, a little bit strange? I mean, you got a billionaire here begging for donations from his friends, asking for numbers. I want to know y'all's thoughts down below. I do also want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. But as you guys know, it's been your boy, the Tan Superman. And some other cringe out here needs to be covered. So I'm out. Peace.
The average donation is like $4, so that's Tooth Fairy money, right? That's bake sale. I was.